I would highly suggest that, as the beginning of your exploration of this parable, that you listen to Tracy's telling of the story, because you know she has captured major dimensions of its character as a story in Luke's gospel. His shortness of stature is probably even a source of a smile, because he was short, and all the short people in the audience will immediately identify with Zacchaeus, and that includes all the children, because they are short. This first episode is fast moving, to give a sense of his climbing the tree and his internal excitement at the prospect of seeing Jesus. Jesus' words are invitational. There's no sense of judgment or critique, but surprise by the storyteller. So, Zacchaeus, come on down. So it's a reversal of expectation with lots of energy, speaking to Zacchaeus up in the tree. And, of course, when you tell this story, to locate Zacchaeus up in the tree and to say Jesus' words is addressed to him, and then, to motion as Zacchaeus comes down from the tree. So all is happy in the first two episodes of the story. The crowd, however, grumbles, rightly, and the assumption is that there will have been many in the audiences of those who heard the story who would also be grumbling, who would then respond sympathetically to the crowd and this notice. Now, in the telling of the story, you have to decide where Zacchaeus is giving his speech to Jesus. Is it in front of the crowd? And is it a response to their critique and a kind of defense? Or is it at his house? And that also influences whether or not you tell this as Zacchaeus reporting on his prior practice, or whether this is a vow that he is taking in his home to indicate what he's going to do in the future. So the reason why you have to decide this is where you're going to place Zacchaeus and Jesus, and then what Zacchaeus' tone is when he tells this. Now, my own conclusion is that the story indicates that they went to Zacchaeus' house. So when Zacchaeus comes down, he is glad to welcome him. Or where does he welcome him? Well, he welcomes him into his house as a guest. And the NRSV translation, when he says he stood there, implies that he's standing there in the place where he met Jesus, under the tree, and where people were starting to grumble. But there is not in the Greek. It's simply that Zacchaeus stood. And so I would recommend that you not add there to the Greek, because it wrongly implies that Zacchaeus is standing in the place where he met Jesus. Rather, he stood. Where? I think in his house, during the dinner that he was giving Jesus. So another sign that this is what Jesus was picturing is that the crowd says, he has gone to stay in the house of a sinner. Well, where has he gone? They were watching him go, and that's what they're talking about, as they grumble. And so the words of Zacchaeus are not addressed to the crowd. In fact, the Greek says that quite clearly, that Zacchaeus said to him. Well, him is Jesus. And so these words are not addressed to the crowd as a defense of Jesus going in to be with him, but rather they are addressed to Jesus. So the tone of Zacchaeus' speech then, I think, is a vow, and that it needs to be said in a way that is humble, rather than exalting himself or boasting of in any sense of what he has done before. Furthermore, this is consistent with Jesus' teaching in the parable of the Pharisee and the tax collector. The one who is justified is the one who humbles himself. And so Zacchaeus' tone here, I think, cannot be one of boasting about what he has done, but rather is humility in relation to what he is going to do in the future. This is a further development of that motif of Jesus' relationship with tax collectors. So I've modified the NRSV to indicate what is in the Greek text. And you will notice that in the story and episodes. Now, in this case, Zacchaeus' salvation is based on his seeking Jesus, his vow of redistribution of his wealth. So he looks for Jesus, and justice is served because of his new behavior. And this is the conclusion about this being a vow rather than a boast. And once again, is Jesus' word declaring salvation addressed to the crowd or to Zacchaeus? And once again, you have to decide. Because he too is a son of Abraham implies that Jesus is talking about him to the crowd rather than you are a son of Abraham. But it is addressed to him. And the Greek says that quite explicitly. So he received him joyfully implies that he hurried down, received him joyfully, and then that Jesus said to him, "Today salvation has come to this house where we are now standing, because he too is a son of Abraham." Now, the implication of that is that there were others who were at the dinner and that Jesus is describing this to those who were gathered for the dinner that Zacchaeus was giving in Jesus' name, in Jesus' honor at his house, as is in the case in many stories. So what has Zacchaeus done? He hasn't believed in Jesus. He hasn't asked for and received healing. He hasn't followed Jesus and made any sacrifices for him. But he has shown great interest in seeing him. And he's responded to Jesus' acceptance with a vow of a different way of life, with extraordinary good works. So it's a classic story of grace that is offered to Zacchaeus because he was seeking Jesus. And then Jesus' acceptance generating repentance and good works. So it is a story of being made righteous by faith, of being justified by faith. It is not a fully developed theology in the way of Paul, but it is a theme that is consistent with the parable of the Pharisee and the publican and with the entire motif of Jesus' offering of grace free to everyone who humbles themselves and who is willing then to accept both the recognition of their own sinfulness and also the possibility of their living a different life. The identification with Zacchaeus, fully appropriate, as well as the recognition that this was the chief of crooks before he changed his ways. And Jesus responds to that with extraordinary recognition and acceptance.